Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
Streaming live on YouTube.
You're gonna break up with me because of what I do on the radio?
Here's Theo Dorsey.
Good people. It's a Thursday, the start of week two of the NFL season, a bounce back week two, some teams would hope at least. And I'm Theo Dorsey. We got Damian Perez in for C-Cat on the ones and twos on the other side of the glass. We've got Tina in for the happy hour, second hour of Theoretically Speaking. How are we doing on Thursday?
I'm doing great, and I'm even more excited because I'm actually going to happy hour today.
I was going to ask you. I'm like, yo, it's actually Thursday. It's a day where people will actually hit happy hours up. So do you have a particular drink in mind that you're going to delve right into? As soon as you get to the bar, it's like, yo, give me one of...
You should know this.
I know it's tequila, but what do you
it's
want?
It's a margarita.
Oh, a margarita.
A margarita. I can't wait. Thirsty Thursday. Yeah. I need it. Yeah. I can't wait for it.
That's a perfect like bounce back drink for me. Like a fresh margarita in the summertime, you know, with some good garment on it, a little I'll be that guy. I don't want to be teased for it, okay? But I'll be that guy. I like sugar on the rim of my margaritas.
Oh, I'm a salt.
You're a salt girl?
I like salt, yeah.
It doesn't taste... I don't like the taste of salt on my drink.
I, though, don't even use the salt. Like, I realize, like, I always am like, oh, salt, but I'm not ever drinking from the glass. I'm always still drinking from the straw. And even if my drink doesn't come with the straw most of the time, like, I'm probably asking for a straw. So it doesn't really matter if I got sugar or salt because I'm not actually... using the sugar or salt with my drink as you're supposed to.
I feel you like most times I'm not. Most times I'm not going to hit that sugar. But every now and then you get a little bump of it and you're like, that's a little, good little sweet taste right there. I'm comfortable enough in my masculinity to admit it. All right, sugar
it's
on the
okay.
rim. A lot of times, the only time I don't order like a margarita with the sugar on the rim is just like I'm like in a new scenario with like some dudes and it's like I don't want to be. Like recently... I went to a happy hour with our guy, Todd Fleming, CEO or executive director of the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. And yeah, when I ordered my margarita with him, I was like, yeah, give me the salt.
Aren't you a whiskey guy?
I used to be more of a whiskey guy. I do prefer whiskey naturally, but I found out that tequila is a lot healthier, a lot better for you. So as it all is going to be poison as you take it in, I'd rather have something that's not also adding just extra calories and knocking off this six pack. I'm holding on, baby.
Yes, I'm holding on. I'm only a tequila gal. Like that's all I'm ordering. I'm getting if there's a drink that I like and there's another, like the only thing actually that I will have that's not tequila is like a Bloody Mary. I'll do vodka with the Bloody Mary, but like espresso martini, they usually come with vodka.
Yeah.
Nope, I'm always getting tequila with the espresso martini. If you haven't tried that, you should.
It's absolutely the best. And in fact, I have it on, and I don't think I'm allowed to say this, but the house, West Palm Beach, a house that I tell you all about all the time. We take it to the house every weekend.
Take it to the house.
They're working on, take it to the house. They're working on an espresso martini that actually has tequila. You don't have to ask for the substitution.
I will have to go try that.
I did try it. Speaking of trying, how about this guy try to be on time? Dean Thomas, I was teasing your appearance. I was teasing your appearance all day long on the show. I was so excited. I heard you gave us a shout out on the Joe Rogan Experience. That episode hasn't come out yet. And here he is, Dean Thomas, ahead of a huge UFC weekend, pulling up late. The YouTube stream sees it, so you can't hide it or fake the funk.
I tried to hide it. No. I tried to put change in the meter out there, and it didn't work.
That's what happened, in the meter?
I didn't know there was an app for it. You know what it is? I just got an iPhone, too. So I don't know how to really work my iPhone. And everybody's been yelling at me because I had the blue bubbles, you know, and
Dean,
the green
take
bubbles.
A seat.
I'm trying to get my seat up.
Dean Thomas he just got in here. He's got his headphones on. It's going to be tough for him to situate his seat with the headphones on because there's a cord. He's dealing with a lot
right now.
As we get ready for week two of the NFL
there it goes.
Season.
I'm ready.
If you're not already subscribed to YouTube, a good reason to do so is to watch Dean Thomas burst in like the Kool-Aid man and try to get himself situated. But here we are. We're doing radio, and our guy John O'Terry, our teammate's going to go put the meter.
I done already did it. I put my credit card in the machine.
Nope, O'Terry's doing it. We're watching him walk across the street here. Be safe, John. And yes, it's the hoopty right there. The 07. Yep, that hoopty.
Yeah,
there he goes. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Yes. Hey, man, what's going on with
Let me tell you something. I had to put money in the machine because these people out here, these parking attendants out here, they do not play.
Oh, no.
I was 15 minutes late one time, and they done put a ticket on my car and let me know already. So I wanted to make sure I get enough enough juice in the little parking meter.
That's A-OK because I've watched people get parking tickets literally doing this show here at the City Place office. Like, you'll look out the screen and you'll see a guy with a helmet on similar to our DoorDash delivery guy right here, and he'll just be out there delivering tickets window to window. We actually, you know, tonight's week two of the NFL season. Tonight's Dolphins-Bills. Were y'all aware, like, at Hard Rock Stadium, we got the NFL in town. Like, it's happening out here in South Florida.
For real? I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Well, it's bounce back season for a lot of teams, but the Bills and Dolphins are undefeated, baby, 1-0, and they're both trying to chase.
Well, undefeated, come on, undefeated. Yeah. You know, right now, 50% of the teams are undefeated.
Yeah,
yes,
that's a good stat. Where'd you get that from? You've been talking to Elias, Elias Sports Bureau. You've been.
Well, I'm just saying, it's week one. It gotta be. What if more than teams were undefeated?
That'd be impressive. Sometimes you get more than 50% of teams are undefeated because sometimes you get a tie week one.
Ah, that is
true.
You know
what I'm saying? So then both of those teams are technically undefeated. A man who's undefeated with his analysis on the NFL, specifically the Miami Dolphins, is my guy Cam Wolf. We're actually about to bring him in here now on Theoretically Speaking because we need to get some expert opinion on Dolphins-Bills tonight on Thursday Night Football at Hard Rock Stadium. So we introduce to you for the first time, Damian, do we have the sounder ready? Do we have the sounder ready? We are howling with the wolf. Y'all like that?
I love it.
I do like that, but...
Cam Wolf now, NFL Network reporter on the phone with us. Dean, are you confused
Dean,
where the howling sound came from?
That is not C-Cat.
I swear, I was like, yo, what's C-Cat that's look different C-Cat. Today?
He can't stop looking backwards.
Okay, now we have Cam here on the phone to talk Dolphins-Bills. Cam, it's about 3 hours till kickoff at Hard Rock Stadium. You know what everybody's number one question is because there's a lot of fantasy football managers out there. What the hell is the running back situation? What should we know?
Yeah, Raheem Mostert is not playing today. He's already been ruled out. Devon Achane is listed as questionable, but I reported along with Ian Rappaport this morning, the team's optimistic that he'll play. There's a lot of belief that he will go. Now, they'll have a pregame workout in a couple hours before the game, so I'll watch that and you know, make sure all is good. But right now, the expectation is that he will play. I watched him at practice yesterday. He looked as normal, running around out there. Kind of three-quarter speed the team was going, but he was cutting, catching passes, doing everything out of the backfield. And so it looks like he's going to give it a go. Now, you know, fantasy football owners, I know you're out there. He's going to play, most likely. Now, I can't guarantee you how many snaps or how long, but it looks like he is going to be active for sure. And so the ankle injury was a minor one, and you'll see, you know, Devon Achane, you'll see Jalen Wright, you'll see Jeff Wilson all on board with the run game.
We got Dean Thomas in here, UFC guy typically, but right now he's football guy because it's week two, baby.
Well, here's the thing, Cam. It sounds to me like there is a running back problem with the Dolphins. Now, I don't really have much to do after the show, so if they need a little backup, you know what I'm saying? I was pretty nasty in the backfield back in the day, so let them know that I am available. And you know what I'm saying? I don't know the playbook all that well, but I'm a fast learner, so let them know that I am available.
Okay, what's your 40 time? Because Mike McDaniel's not letting anybody out there who runs slower than a 4.5.
Well, I'll be 48 in a couple weeks.
Yeah, just in time. Just in time. Also, pulling up 10 minutes late to our segment here. So, you know, Hard Rock Stadium is kind of far. You would have to leave, like, right after we get off the airwaves here at 4.
Well, I can make it, you know what I'm saying?
Don't speed.
There's no parking meters there. Yeah.
I was just about to say.
I take an Uber, get dropped off, I'm good.
Do not speed. The Miami-Dade police officers are on point out there, apparently. Cam Wolf, are you actually going to be covering the game at the stadium tonight? And what teams are you covering this weekend? I know you travel around a lot for NFL Network with the Dolphins being one of the focuses.
Yeah, I got a home game this week. I'm traveling usually a lot during the season, but the first week of the season and now this second week I got a home Dolphins game. So I'm actually just getting back to the home now. I'm going to eat a little bit of lunch and then head over to the stadium. We start our pregame show for NFL Network at 6 p.m. and then the game starts at 8:15. So I'll be on air from 6 to 8:15. And then I'll be back on air post-game. So getting ready for a busy game day.
Busy game day, week two of the NFL, Dolphins-Bills. The Dolphins are favored by 2.5 at home against the Bills. Cam, who does this game mean more to? It feels like a lot of people are saying the Dolphins are going to need it more than the Bills do. But I think, especially coming off the heels of the Bills being down 14 and needing a comeback victory over the Cardinals and them wanting to assert their dominance again over these Dolphins and make them to start second-guessing what they have, it might mean more to the Bills for them to walk away from Hard Rock Stadium with the win, because everybody knows a win in September for the Dolphins, that's par for course.
Absolutely. I definitely understand what you're saying, and I'm sure the Bills would love to win this game. It's definitely a priority, but it definitely means more for the Dolphins. Mm. It's I'm a big Wire fan. You know, they're the kings of the division, and when you come at the king, you best not miss. Oof. And for four straight years, the Dolphins have come at the king and missed. And this year, they've talked a lot this offseason about this is the year. We're going to get over the hump when it counts. And this is their first big test. You know, they beat the Jaguars at home, but the Bills, four straight AFC East titles, they're coming to your crib when it's hot in September. If they come in and beat you, it's going to be the same old narrative. This is a team that's dominated the Dolphins. They've won 11 out of their last 12 games against the Dolphins. Mm. Tua's 1-6 against this team. And so the Dolphins have talked all week knowing that, hey, to win the AFC East, we've got to go through Buffalo. And it would definitely hurt their morale a lot if they drop this one.
Yeah, speaking of coming at the king, Cam, I know we haven't been on the golf course in a while, or at least you haven't been because you're in the midst of NFL season. While you're busy covering all these games and spending so much time around the football league, I'll be on the golf game tuning my or on the golf course tuning my game up. So next time you come at the king, you will be missing. I will get hey, one man, more thing. Hey. What you got?
Hey man, I will say you got a long way to go. So
I'm over here. I'm trying to promote this guy. I'm saying
he came on your show and disrespected you this way, Theo.
I can't believe that I just got that from him. I'm trying to tell people to watch his coverage with NFL Network. Follow him on Twitter at Cameron Wolf to stay up to date with all things NFL, especially the Dolphins. And he's going to try to dunk on me. I will do one last thing though. On the way out, I know your daughter has been making picks. All season. She'll be making picks again. She started making picks last season. Which way is she leaning for Dolphins Bills? Because I don't care what you think is going to happen. You're going to give me some kind of political answer. What's Layla thinking?
Yeah. My pick doesn't matter. She's actually getting ready for her pick within the next hour. She just got her lunch, and so we're going to get her fed, get her mind ready so she can, you know, get the helmet picks ready, and then she'll pick her game, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of people ask me this, you know, they try to get their parlays right or whatever. I have no saying in what Layla picks. Layla picks what she picks, and she's often been right, and so we'll see. I will post it on social media probably in about 2 or 3 hours. And I will learn right when you guys learn.
Okay. The guy's not lying. Layla's been pretty spot on with her picks, except when she picks against Patrick Mahomes. Cam?
Yeah.
I told
you. Work on her.
Yeah, we're going to work on that. Cam, appreciate you pulling up, man. Good luck on the coverage tonight. We'll be watching.
All right. Appreciate you, my guy.
That is Cameron Wolf. Do we have the sounder, Damian? Let's get the sounder one more time. We're howling. Howling with the Wolf. All throughout football season with my guy Cam, who, again, yes, his daughter Layla makes picks. Every time she picks against the Chiefs, I make sure to comment on that video. I say, what the hell wrong with you, man? Get right. You don't pick against Mahomes.
I just can't get over this, man. Every time I turn around, I see fake-ass C-Cat.
Dean is so distracted. He was so confused when Cameron came on. He just wouldn't stop looking backwards. I'm like, he is so confused right now. He's, like, thinking that's C-Cat, but knowing it's not C-Cat.
Yes.
And I'm trying to make it C-Cat in my brain.
Why do you want to make it C-Cat?
It's Damian. I mean,
they were calling us twins the other day on the stream. So
they don't look alike.
No, they
do look alike. But
Damian and C-Cat do not look alike.
C-Cat always wears a hat.
Well, I mean, but they still look alike. That's why, like, it looked like C-Cat without a hat and pretty eyes, right? Like, you know, got the pretty eyes. You got the pretty eyes.
A lot prettier eyes. And then C-Cat said the other day, C-Cat told us he looked weird. He told me and Tina that he looked weird. And Damian says he doesn't feel like he looks weird. So they don't look alike.
No.
They look alike, except C-Cat just look cheap. You know what I mean? He look like he's trying to save money. You know, he just got that look about him.
Oh, my gosh. The discount hunter. You know where he's at right now.
Where?
The Amalfi Coast in Italy.
He went on a trip.
Yeah, cheap. Nowhere.
He had no idea where he was going until he got to the airport. Like, he put money down, had no idea where he was going, and they were going to give him a random destination, and he ended up in Italy.
Really?
Yes.
By himself?
With his girlfriend.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of like...
That is unbelievable. I can't even believe that. I can't wrap my mind around that.
You do a lot of crazy stuff. Would you ever pay somebody loads of cash for them to pick a destination for you to go to and they don't tell you until you pull up to the airport?
I would do that. I would do that. But I wouldn't expect him to do that. I wouldn't pay loads of cash to do that. I would just show up with money and just be like, ooh, I want to go here.
Well, that's
different. No, you don't get to pick.
You don't get to pick.
Like, you step, like, they just give you, like, hey, bring a bathing suit and some, you know, clothes for, like, it's 70 degrees.
Blind dating a vacation.
What?
Yeah.
That is wild. He got to believe that he did that.
He got a good one.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the Amalfi Coast, Italy?
I never even been to Italy.
Yeah. Well, me neither. A lot of people haven't, I guess. Unless you're like,
wow, that is wild that he did that.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Well, so that's why he's gone. That's why Damian Perez is in. He'll be in until Wednesday. Don't worry. So next Thursday when you pull up for your weekly Thursday slot, you'll get to look at the real C-Cat
on time.
And not the okay, World now I pull up on
time.
Eyes.
I forgot what time it was.
Yeah.
You asked just changed. You asked me 3 o'clock and I said yes, 3 to 3:45.
I know, but I just for whatever reason it didn't register properly.
It didn't
register.
It's okay, but you're
here now. I would have been here at like almost on time, and then I had trouble with parking because some car parked in my spot, and then they left. Never mind.
You don't have a spot. You do not have a spot.
It ain't even all that important.
Dean, where are you going this weekend for UFC?
So I'm going. So tomorrow I'm leaving to Vegas for UFC Noche. Oh my goodness, I am so excited about that. I mean, it's going to be the greatest sporting event of all time.
Well, is that exaggeration or are they paying you to say that?
No, I'm just telling you. Like from what I'm hearing about what they're doing in this, I mean, it's a one and done event. Like they're never doing this again.
Oh,
why?
Yeah, because it cost them over $20 million to put this on.
Is this one in the Sphere?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's in the Sphere. The Vegas Sphere.
Yeah, it's in the Sphere, and they're never doing this again.
So it has a chance to be the greatest singular sporting event of all time.
It's going to be the greatest singular sporting event of all time.
So what's your involvement in that? Are you coaching? Are you doing the analyst work?
I'm doing the analyst work in between fights.
I got the fights wrong, Theo. I think it was last week. You were doing the analyst and coaching last week?
Yeah, last week I did analyst and coaching last week.
Yeah, and y'all won.
Yeah, and surprisingly, huh? Like I was just as surprised as you are right now. I'm like, we won? Really?
you were double duty, and that would be like if Mike McDaniel, ahead of his game, was like also commentating on another game.
No, actually, and consider this too. It's like I triple dipped on this because not only did I work the pre-show and the post-show on the desk, but also during the fights, I was like kind of the roving reporter. So and I coached the fighter. Well, I mean, what I do is in between rounds, I give insight as to what I think is going on. I do that on the broadcast.
Doesn't that seem like you have a bit of a conflict of interest there, Dean?
Yeah, I do. But the conflict is I'm broke, and the interest is I need some money.
Well, that works out.
Yeah, it worked out for me. Yeah, totally. So I got paid for 3 jobs last week. This week is only one. I'm only serving as the in between the rounds guy. So Joe Rogan and all of them will come to me and say, Dean, what do you think?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? You were just on the Joe Rogan Experience. Has that show dropped yet?
I think it just dropped like an hour ago.
And theoretically speaking, got a drop on that drop.
And I gave you a shout out. They was like, what you up to? And I was like, yo, check me out on Theoretically Speaking, ESPN West Palm.
Did you tell them the right time? Theo,
I didn't give them a time. Like, if they really want to know, you know what I'm saying? They'll look it up. You know what I mean? They'll look it up.
Oh, you didn't know the time.
I didn't know the time. How am I going to know the time then? I didn't even know what time it was today.
Well, you know what? It works out. As long as we have that clip of Theoretically Speaking being mentioned on the Joe Rogan Experience, we're going to be sharing that. And Jalen in the YouTube chat, again, at Theo Speaking on YouTube, he agrees. He says C-Cat does look very cheap.
He looked cheap, don't he?
I mean, I guess if you were to compare, like, if I were to think Damien or C-Cat, who would be more frugal? I would say C-Cat's more frugal.
Yeah.
He'd be more frugal.
Yeah,
he has a look about him that's like, yeah, I'm going to pinch these pennies.
Yeah, for sure. Like, C-Cat he smelled like cheap cologne. He just looked
oh my God.
He just looked cheap.
You know he's going to come back, right? He's going to hear these things. He'll be back here in the office with you.
Well,
he's here in a week.
Yeah.
Listen.
You'll have to confront this guy.
C-Cat can't beat me. So, what's he going to do? Say, oh, I'm mad at you? Yeah. I don't care about that.
Why I ought to?
He can't beat me in a fight. You know what I mean? I ain't worried about him.
You're right. You're right. I mean, there was nobody in this office is going to be.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I ain't worried about that. I'm an alpha male.
Yeah, you are. I guess you get to do that when you've literally fought dudes in the cage. Except for that one dude. What was the dude that got you in the cage that one time? That was on the highlight reel.
I got
DJ Penn.
A big one.
I got caught a couple times. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, that's what happened.
So, yeah, that's what happened. But
signed
like,
up for that.
Nah, but BJ Penn, he got me for real. That was my first UFC fight.
Yeah.
But to be fair, that was over 20 years ago.
So you're saying that you've improved since
then? Yeah, I got better since then.
There's no way.
I'm a lot worse now than I was.
Yeah, you say you're about to be 48.
I'm about to be 48, and I focused my last couple of years on my football technique. So, Dolphins, if y'all need a running back tonight or a quarterback or a receiver, I got y'all.
He does it all.
Tell him the kickoff time is like an hour before the actual time, and he'll be there.
And I'll show up.
He'll be there ready to go.
Tell me kickoff time is an hour before the actual time, and I'll still be an hour late.
You'll be like, hey, give me in the second half. Yeah. That's when everybody else is tired. I'm old. Oh, man. D. Thomas and Tina here for the happy hour here on Theoretically Speaking. We are on the precipice of week two, Dolphins-Bills. We just had Cam Wolf break that game down analytically. You can catch that back on anywhere you find podcasts. With Theoretically Speaking, we'll also have it up on YouTube. And most importantly, we're going to have our midday midterms on the other side of this. But before we get to that, I do want to get to this, Tina. We are lockstep right now. Me by force, you by choice on a new show. On a show that is kind of taking over the internet, taking over the TV on my household. Because Ashley, my wife, she's the one that gets the controller when it's not an NFL day. And it's called, like, what, Mom Talk?
Well, Mom Talk is the TikTok channel, but it's the Mormon Wives. The Mormon Wives.
Okay, Mormon Wives,
Sorry. It's actually a really long title. It's longer than that. But it is the Mormon Wives. They're based in Salt Lake City, Utah. I think this is, like, my gateway show to reality TV because I don't watch any reality TV. I've never really been into it. And when I was in Utah, this show came out. And it was just like perfect timing. The other girls I was with were like, oh, let's watch this.
And y'all
this.
Were in the place where it happened.
We were in the place where it happened. So
by the way, it's called The Secret Lives.
Secret Lives of Mormon Moms.
Of the Mormon Wives.
Good title. Good job, yeah.
Great title.
Yeah, that's okay. The whole title.
So this is why you started watching it.
Yes, I was in Utah right when it was released. And so I was like, oh, this is like, I'll watch it. You know, I'm not really into reality TV. I was hooked immediately. And all the girls that I was with knew the backstory of Mom Talk and when it started in 2020 and gave me the background of all the ladies that are involved in it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I'm into this. And then it's just so crazy to me. Like
a bunch of love triangles between Mormon wives and women. It's just kind of like a weird, what's going on here?
I don't know what I'm allowed to say on air.
I'm
hooked already. I haven't even seen it.
Well, I did hear today that ESPN is not going to be taking any action against Shannon Sharp. So if he was able to, no.
He said something bad about it?
We didn't say anything bad about that. I don't know if you haven't seen the Shannon Sharp stuff.
No.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it in the break. Okay. We'll talk about it in the break. He had an Instagram live that got out there in the public, and it was a little exposing, but just audio. Just audio.
Okay.
He was in the act.
Yeah. People thought he was hacked.
He said he was hacked.
No, he did.
He said it afterwards. His team said it and then something. I'm not going to get into the details of it. I ain't getting in trouble for it. We'll talk in the break. Shannon Sharp was getting busy and it was for the nation to hear. What you got though, Tina?
But this show, it's just so interesting. And again, like you really get hooked to like the characters where like, are you Team Taylor? Are you Team Whitney? And I'm also just so confused of like, and I don't know this. Unlike the Mormon religion, but I don't know either. Like, why are you still Mormon? Can you like not be Mormon anymore? Like, because they don't want to follow like the like
they're breaking all the
they're
rules.
They're breaking all the rules.
They're drinking. They're,
all the rules.
They're smoking. I don't know if they're smoking, but they're doing things. They're doing different things. They're you know staying up late. Ain't that one of the rules?
And they don't like they don't leave Utah. They don't leave Salt Lake City. It's like you know it's crazy to me.
Yeah.
And I'm only a few episodes in. Because and so like I'm still like not fully in. I haven't finished it yet, but I'm hooked and I feel like this is my gateway show to reality TV.
Okay. I like that. And that's a great lead in because in the midday midterms and we grade some things, that might be actually one of the subjects that we're going to grade.
Mm.
That's Dean Thomas. He is here and we're going to keep him in here because if we let him get out of there for the break, he might show up 10 minutes late for the next segment. That's Tina. She's into the Mormon Wives with their secret lives. Damian Perez is the expensive, exquisite version of CCAT. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Not only is Kendrick Lamar performing at the Super Bowl in New Orleans, he also dropped another diss track yesterday.
What?
Oh, against who now?
Against Drake. Same
another
thing.
One?
Yeah.
What? Come on, man. That's overkill.
Yeah, he's punching.
Yeah, man. This dude is already struggling.
Yeah.
Kicking a man when he's down.
You know Drake is mad that Kendrick is doing the Super Bowl when his team releases a statement saying that, well, Drake turned down doing the Super Bowl multiple times. He just didn't want to do it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. We could have did the Super Bowl before, but no, we didn't want to.
He put out another diss track?
Another one.
Oh,
you know what the featured image was for it?
What?
Some beat up black Air Forces.
No.
He is getting outright disgusted. He's not letting up. Tina, you know what the black forces mean?
No.
Black forces mean violence.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Black forces mean you have no regard for human life.
Wow.
Outside of your own.
You know, I'm going to get Tina some black Air Forces.
Yes.
I think she would rock them.
Heck yes. You know, she's feisty. You could wear them to F-45.
You could wear them to Salt Lake City.
You wear those in Salt Lake City, you might not get in. Not
I think
with
there's
those
much
shoes.
Violence there.
Yeah, you might not. They might not let you in if they know what type of timing you on. But yeah, if you wore them to F-45, maybe it intensifies your workout.
Yeah, maybe I could lift a little bit heavier, you know, up my game. But yep, I finally got back to F-45 this morning after my trip to Utah, and I felt so good being back. Again, they've got classes that'll fit your schedule, 45 minutes. You don't got to think about it. You walk in, you get a great workout, you get a good sweat. You got people there to tell you what to do. There's TV screens that show you the exercise. People there to help you, again, up your game. F45 Palm Beach Gardens, F45 West Palm Beach. Check out their Instagram pages to see the specials that they got going on today, or go to F45training.com to find a location near you. Why are you laughing? Well,
because I'm going to get you some black Air Forces, Air Force Ones, and a do-rag. And I want you to show up, hang out with your friends, and just don't say nothing.
Don't even mention that.
Just act like it's everything's normal.
Okay.
She looked like Malibu's Most Wanted, what that would look like. That would be a really fun look. It would be a cool little
I want to hear what they say. No. I want you to just show up just with all your little friends, because I saw the pictures of you and all your little friends. And I'm just imagining.
Why they got little friends?
Well, just, you know, they're her little friends.
You're being like old head, like they're all your little friends, your little homies, your little games.
Your little friends.
You're demeaning your little friends.
Okay, your big friends. So hang out. Is that better?
Your big
friends?
Yeah.
Hang out with them. I want you to hang out with them and just see what they say when you got on black Air Force Ones and a do-rag.
All
right.
And you know what? Also, she can't just be there alone. Like, one of us has to be around, too. But like in regular clothes.
In regular clothes, yeah. In fact, I'm going to have a sweater tied around my shoulders.
Little Carlton look. And just see if anybody makes a comment. I don't think anybody will be comfortable enough to do so. I don't know why. It would be time right now for the midday midterms. Damian Perez is in for CCAT. I'll be giving out the actual things to grade here.
Okay.
For our midday midterms. And Dean Thomas, Tina, y'all. Help me grade them.
Okay. All right, we
give
got
a letter
this.
Grade.
I got it.
A letter grade. Y'all know letter A, B, C, D, E, F. No E's. All right, here it is. The midday midterms, and they're brought to you by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDS is yes.com. We'll talk about them, but we'll start this thing off with where we left off last segment. Reality shows. Give me a grade for reality TV. Dean, we'll start with you because we know where Tina's leaning.
I'm going D.
Why?
I don't really like them.
When's the last? Don't you? Aren't you on a reality show?
I was, and I ain't watched one since. That was in 2006. I ain't watched a reality show since. Yep.
Okay, so Dean's out on it. He's jaded. Tina, where are you at on reality shows?
I'm going to say a C because I'm not like fully hooked. It's just this show that I'm into right now.
Okay.
So I'm like half and half. Like I'm into it, but I'm also not.
This is your gateway.
Yes.
This is your gateway. Okay. Midday midterms with Dean Thomas and Tina in the happy hour here on Theoretically Speaking. The next thing to grade, the Jacksonville Jaguars renaming their stadium, which was Everbank Stadium, Trevor Bank Stadium. After their franchise quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. Dean Thomas, them naming that stadium after Trevor Lawrence, grade it, please.
I'm going B plus.
Wow, why?
Because that's clever.
It's good.
Yeah, it's clever Trevor.
Oh, my.
No, I'd reach him a little bit.
That was good. It's just I hated it.
Oh, yeah.
You know how sometimes something is good and maybe it's so good that you dislike it?
Yeah.
That's how I felt about that one. Tina.
I'm going to say a D. That's cringy.
What?
Right?
It's cringy.
I'm on board with Tina here. The dude has a losing record at that stadium.
Well, maybe this will pump him up and get him a winning record.
They're also going to like change the signage and everything. It's going to say Trevor Bank Stadium.
This is forever.
Man, I like it.
This is real. I don't know how long it's as long as EverBank Stadium has their naming rights for their sponsorship deal, but yeah.
I believe this is a curse against Trevor Lawrence.
It doesn't feel good.
Yeah, no.
It doesn't feel good at all. Okay, we're also still in the midday midterms. That feels good. And this next one's topical because Dean Thomas, you just experienced it. The transition from Android to iPhone.
I'm going to say, wait a minute.
Well, you're still in the process of that. Yeah. You haven't experienced that. You're still on
transition from Android to iPhone?
Yes.
I'm going D. I like my Android better.
You're going D. Yep. How long ago did you get the iPhone?
A week.
And who? What made you do it?
Everybody was complaining about my green bubbles. And then I realized what green bubbles is, just the color of the text. I'm like, you mean to tell me this is what made everybody so mad at me? Is the color of my text? So I am so mad because the Android just did so much more.
Wow. We got to stop colorism. We got to stop. And
it
also,
is true.
Judge me not by the color of my text bubble.
That's right.
But the content of that message.
That is exactly what I'm talking about, my brother. Preach. Yes.
I don't think you've experienced the iPhone like enough yet. Like today too, like our group text would have been all blue bubbles. You could have changed the group chat name. You could have put a picture on it. But
who
of course,
cares?
Brian, it makes it fun, and you'll eventually appreciate it.
Tina, you, from the outside in, judge or grade.
I do.
People, Android to iPhone. Give me a grade for Android to iPhone to transition. What do you grade that?
iPhones are A pluses.
Thank you. Dean, you made the right decision. Don't regret it.
Ugh.
Don't regret it, man.
Right, I'm trying.
I'm trying.
Okay. All right. Next up, we're going to grade Dean's Clever Trevor. Clever Trevor, give a grade. We'll start with Tina because you're biased. Tina, Dean jumping in with a Clever Trevor because they named it Trevor Bank Stadium.
I'm going to give it a D just because he was like quick to think of it.
It was quick. It was quick.
Yeah.
So that you give some kind of points for time.
Don't get an F.
Hold on. Can I grade it myself?
Sure. Well, first, Damien. Damien, you grade it. Damien Perez, Dean Thomas goes Clever Trevor because they named it Trevor Bank Stadium. What do you grade that?
Honestly, on the spot, I got to give it a B.
Wow.
Oh.
Thank you, Damien. Although it should be an A. Give me an A.
B+. So you're giving yourself an A.
We'll settle with B+.
I'm giving myself an A.
That's exactly why I give you an F on that one. Because you cannot be the one laughing the loudest at your own jokes, even as quick and quippy as it was.
Yeah, I laugh at all my own jokes. Somebody's got to laugh at them.
Well, you have a lot of good jokes.
Well, you should see me when I do stand-up. I'm the only one laughing sometimes.
You might be seeing me and C-Cat doing stand-up soon.
Really?
Have you heard about the punchline picks that we're doing here?
No.
At ESPN West Palm. So every
Dean
weekend.
Didn't know the time of the show.
I know. I know. I just thought maybe somebody bumped into him and was like, hey, have you seen the latest punchline picks?
No. Nobody? What is this?
Okay, so between us, theoretically speaking, myself and C-Cat, and the next show here on ESPN 106.3, by the way, we have a second show, Russo and Rizzo. Have you heard about that?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Okay. Yeah. So our two shows are having a competition against the spread with college and NFL games. We're picking against six games against the spread every weekend. And the losing team has to have both show hosts do stand-up comedy.
Where at? Just on the show?
We need your help, actually.
Yeah.
I'm glad we have you here because
we
need to find a place to do it.
Oh,
no,
really?
Not right. I will if we. Well, I'm not losing, but if we do lose, I might come to you behind the doors.
Oh, I know. I got some spots for you.
Yeah.
I heard C-Cat really wants to do this stand-up, though.
C-Cat is tanking our team purposely. He's trying to lose so that we can do stand-up. So. What am I supposed to do about that? If he wants to do it so bad,
he should just do it. He don't have to tank to do stand-up. He can just show up and do it.
He says he's a coward. He says he doesn't want to just do it himself.
He's true. He is a coward.
Yeah. So, he's self-admittedly.
Yeah.
But what am I supposed to do? Because I'm in a place, I'm cool with doing stand-up, right? Like, I get jokes off a lot, not as to the extent as you and not as, you know, well and quippy, but I do it. I'm okay with getting on stage and doing it. I don't want to do it because I lost the damn pick'em to Russo and Rizzo. I don't want those guys feeling like they know football more than me.
That's the worst part is doing that. It's like the reason why you're going to have to do it.
I'd rather just go do stand-up. If CK wants to go do stand-up, we could just go do stand-up.
Yeah, don't lose to these guys for
I'm not letting it happen. In fact,
you should win. This is how you really flex on these dudes.
Talk to them.
You beat them in the picks.
Yes.
And then they go do stand-up and bomb.
Yes.
And you do it the same time. And kill it.
Ooh.
I'm talking about that's how you really flex on them.
Do you know how emasculating that would be for them? They lose the pick, and we're going to have a parade. We're going to have a great time when we beat them in the punchline
picks. That's what I'm saying.
Then we show up to their stand-up set. We watch them bomb.
No. You go on first and kill it.
Oh, go
and
first.
Have them follow y'all and watch them bomb.
Now, the risk in that is this, Dean Thomas.
Is what? Is if y'all bomb?
Yeah.
Like, y'all ain't gonna bomb. Y'all ain't gonna bomb because I'm gonna have a laugh track out in the audience. So that
we gotta flood the audience.
Yeah, no matter what happens, I'm gonna have a laugh track and a megaphone. So no matter what happens, it's gonna be laughter.
We're gonna be good. We'll fill the air with laughter. Yep. Okay. We have a good plan. Hopefully nobody's listening.
And I'm also gonna have a cricket with me. So when they tell jokes, a cricket's just gonna go.
An actual cricket?
And a real cricket.
Don't you think you could just get a sounder? Because that would be tough to kind of get him to do it on call.
Well, yeah.
What do you do to a cricket to make it make that sound? Like a little tickle?
You tickle his belly.
I don't know if that's scientifically proven, but we'll see.
But listen, but trust me, that's the way it's going to work. So y'all going to win, and then we're going to find a place for them to bomb at comedy.
Yes.
And then y'all going to go on and kill it.
That's it. Punchline pick.
Mm-hmm.
Punchline picks. We're delivering. I just delivered mine. Russo and Rizzo are going to deliver theirs when their show starts in about 15 minutes here. We still got some time to kick it with you, though, and talk some football. I do want to tell you before we go to the other side about my friends at EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. They keep me cool. You know, like, y'all keep me cool in a different way, right? Like, y'all keep me cool because you keep me hip. You keep me up to date. Dean, you the coolest 47 and a half year old dude I know.
You know how I'm living?
Maybe not so much anymore. And Tina, you keep me cool as well, dog.
I love that.
But keeping me cool every single day, every single morning, every single evening at my house is EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDSisYes.com. That's where you go to tap in with the AC and plumbing pros. EDSisYes.com. I've been a Gold Plan member for quite some time now. And the great thing about being a Gold Plan member is you actually get 2 checkups every single year, preventative care as well as repair. If you don't get your AC system serviced, you're setting yourself up to be behind the eight ball when the summer months come back around. I know we're getting closer to the cool months. You're going to want to make sure you're still on top of this thing. Don't let your family down. Don't end up watching your thermostat climb from 75 to 83 to 91. Like, I've seen it happen. It's happened to me. And that's why I tapped in with EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDSisYes.com. They've been doing it since 06. EDSisYes.com. A trained comfort specialist. It's hard to stop a train. That's Dean Thomas. That's Tina. Damian Perez on the ones and twos. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're theoretically speaking. And on the other side, we're going to give our picks for Dolphins Bills, as well as our picks for UFC this weekend, as Dean Thomas is going out there for, like he said, I guess, are you allowed to give picks?
Yeah, I give picks. I give picks.
All right. You don't have to give, like, just one pick.
I give them all if you want. You're going to be wrong.
Relax.
You're usually wrong.
On the breaks.
I know, right?
Theoretically speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
I was told that stand-up comedy shouldn't be punishment, but it is going to be. We already decided the punishment for our punchline picks. We named the whole segment after it, Punchline Picks. Punchline, you get it?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. So the punishment is going to be stand-up comedy, and we're going to win, and Russo and Rizzo is going to be left on stage telling terrible jokes. We're going to not laugh at them, and then me and C-Cat are going to steal the show right afterwards.
I'm bringing tomatoes and lettuce, and I'm going to throw it at those guys when they're on stage.
Yeah. They deserve it. They deserve it for challenging us like this, walking through the door. We're 100 episodes in.
How dare they?
Yeah.
Just come here, get a show, and then challenge y'all.
Challenge us?
What?
Not on my watch.
It's a wrap.
Not on my watch. Theo Dorsey here. We got a happy hour going. Dean Thomas in. He'll be here with us weekly on Thursdays. We got Tina in every single day for happy hour. Damian Perez subbing in for C-Cat, who's on the Amalfi Coast, kicking it in Italy. I do want to give some quick, and we don't have the actual prime, sound. So we're going to use the NFL and NBC because I like it. They got Thursday Night Football tonight. Dolphins hosting the Bills. Dolphins 2.5-point favorites. In our punchline picks, actually, C-Cat and I are going with the Fins to cover. Wasn't my pick. I will tell y'all this. Josh Allen is 6-0 in his career in Thursday Night Football games.
Oh.
6-0. He also has dominated the Dolphins. He's 10-2 against Miami in his career as well. Dolphins, Bills, tonight at Hard Rock Stadium. Given those two stats, Dean, Tina, who do you think wins it?
I'm going to Dolphins. Those numbers, eventually, it's got to come back around. Mm. Eventually, tonight is the night that it comes back around.
Law of averages, Dean That's says. That's right. It's coming back around for the Fins. Tina, what about you?
I'm going to go with cutie patootie, Josh Allen. Been talking about him all week.
She's in love with the guy.
Yeah.
What? She said even though he's big and burly, he has like a nice, like a Teddy childlike bear. Face.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah. So, I mean,
he's like, from Buffalo. Ugh.
He's not from there.
Well, I mean, he played there. You know what I'm saying? He's from there. He represents.
Ugh. I think he has Wyoming ties. Ugh. I don't know where he's from originally. I should look that up. So we got Tino on the Bills. Dean is with myself and C-Cat. Me, not even by choice. I got looped into this thing with C-Cat for our picks. We got the Bills. I do want this one from y'all. This is a fun one. Everybody likes to try and bet first team to score here. Who'll be the first player to score tonight? If you had to pick one guy off either one of the teams, I know which way you're going to go, Tina. But Dean, you wanted to sub in at running back. You can't. It's too late for
okay,
you.
Okay, I was going to say me, but it is raining yeah. right now, so it's going to be hard to get hard down to there get in there. Time. So I can't go me. Who else? Give me some names.
You got Tyreek Hill. You got
okay,
Jalen Waddle.
No, Jalen Waddle. That's my guy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Jalen Waddle going to score first.
You played with him in the celebrity
yeah,
baseball
Yeah, I played
thing,
with him
right?
in the celebrity softball game. Tagged me out.
He did?
He tagged me out. Yeah, I tried to juke him. But he was a little hip to that.
I thought you said you were really good at juking.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I ain't want to embarrass him. Like, the season was coming up. I ain't really want to break his ankle.
Yeah, not that time.
Nah.
Did he do the little waddle after he tagged you out?
No, I did it to him. I said, yeah, you think you got something here? Yeah.
Tina, who you got first touchdown score tonight at Hard Rock?
I think the Bills will win. But I think Tyreek Hill will score the first touchdown.
Tyreek Hill to score the first touchdown. Y'all's picks, right? I like those picks. And... we'll get out of that. We'll get out of the Dolphins and Bills. By the way, I'm going to go with Devon Achane to score first for the Fins. I think the Fins get in the end zone first. I think Achane scores early, and he might not play that many snaps, but he reaches six first. I want to get some stuff from you, Dean Thomas. When I have your expertise here on the show, I got to tap in on it. UFC's the biggest event, you said, of all mankind.
I mean, this is going to be a one-time only event that they're doing at the Sphere in Las Vegas, so you're not going to want to miss it. Apparently, it's going to be the highest production value, especially even on TV, even on from a TV standpoint, watching it on TV, they've increased that value, so it's going to be crazy to watch.
And you're not coaching, you're just going to be an analyst on this stuff?
I'm just an analyst on this one, but there's a lot of stuff to look out for. Alexa Grasso, I'm wearing the shirt right now that I stole from her camp. So
how did you get away with it? Aren't they supposed to be good at fighting?
Well, they weren't looking. They was filming a reality show, and they weren't looking, and I was like, yo, zoop, mine now.
It is a nice sleeveless hoodie.
Yeah, sleeveless hoodie.
It looks like you could sweat in that thing, too, and not really
and you won't even see it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. So you're rocking with her
I'm rocking with Alexa Grasso for the weekend, and unfortunately, I got to go Sean O'Malley, even though Merab Dwalishvili is my friend.
Alexi's a... Is that, I say she.
Yeah.
I got that right.
Alexa Grasso.
Just making sure. Yeah. I didn't know it because it could have been
the
like
current,
a Russian
the current champ of the UFC, goodness. Yeah.
I sound like an idiot right now.
Yeah.
Well, that's what
and
happens.
She's Mexican. It's Mexican Independence Day. They're celebrating.
Wow.
Make sure y'all check that out. I'm telling you, it's going to be bananas from a production standpoint on TV.
Serendipitous. We'll be checking you out on that. We'll be checking out that episode of the Joe Rogan Experience to hear that Theoretically Speaking drop. Appreciate you subbing in, Damian. We'll be right back at it tomorrow. See you next Thursday, Dean and Tina. We're going to have a happy hour on a Friday. Enjoy your happy hour today, by the way.
Thank you.
Rusan Rizzo's next here on ESPN 106.3. Go in love. Go in peace. Go enjoy. Enjoy some football. The annual Boca Raton Bowls, ABC Supply, Great Chef's Tailgate.